Opponents say the government granted the exemption because the car assembly plants are located in Ontario. The province is a stronghold of support for the leading Liberal Party. But federal officials say the auto plants were exempted because their emissions are already low. Many industries are required to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions under the newly signed Kyoto Protocol on climate change. John Bennett of the Sierra Club agrees that the auto plants are relatively small polluters, but he's concerned that the feds lost some leverage as they try to convince automakers to create more fuel-efficient cars.
So it was a short-term political tactic, but in the long term it might mean that we won't get the kinds of fuel efficiency improvements for cars that are absolutely essential if we're going to meet the Kyoto target.
Thus far, the auto industry is resistant to building more fuel-efficient vehicles. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.